Radio, exposing government corruption, defending our Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is Real News Radio with your host, Farron.
Of our broadcast, we've got a lot of news and information we're going to cover today. We'll also have time toward the end of the broadcast for phone calls. A lot to discuss with the news this week. The fear-mongering from Washington, D.C. about the sequestration, unbelievable. And we're going to get into that. I was just talking to a friend of mine, Mike, earlier this morning about what we saw on the news in the past week. And I guess, you know, there's no level they won't stoop to try to scare the American people into going along with this insanity of this big government. We're going to get into that. Some of the headlines, Sarah Palin coming out this week and saying the federal government is stockpiling bullets for us. Actually, she's saying they're to use against us in case of civil unrest. A little bit surprised at that. We're going to get into that story. Also, the Department of Homeland Security, so fearful of the looming budget cuts, they released 2,000 illegal immigrants since February, unable to secure funding. They were afraid to deport them. Wow. We'll get into that story as well. The Department of Justice gives Blackwater a whitewash on felony charges right here in North Carolina. We're going to get started with that this hour. And also, Monsanto drags over 400 U.S. farmers to court over GM seed patents. A story that you won't see very, very many places. Natural News reporting that story. And also, the Democrats were complaining this week about the presence of the debt clock on Capitol Hill. What hypocrites. We'll get into that story too. We've got a lot of news to cover. I've got an article here too, if I have time to read it. One of the best articles I've ever seen in a letter to the editor here locally. And I had to bring it with me today, hoping that maybe we'll have time to get into that story as well. And a couple of different stories with Monsanto we'll be getting into in the hours to come. You're listening to The Real News Radio, the website, therealnewsradio.com. Sign up for the newsletter. It's already went out this morning with all the news and information of the week. Special thanks to our lead researcher, Terry, for all of her hard work. Check out alternativemedia.org. Brian's got a website there. If you're looking to educate yourself in these matters, the information is there, alternativemedia.org, and republicbroadcasting.org. What a great job they do updating the information. Turn away from mainstream media and turn on to alternative media. We're doing the job the mainstream media will not do in these trying times. Like I say, this week, with what we're seeing on the news, we're going to get into that this first hour. to hear what was spewing from Washington, D.C., I mean, a 2% budget cut, the end of the world. No military readiness, no head start. The southern border is going to be overrun. The sky is going to fall if we dare to cut the budget one iota. This is how mad they are with continuing the economic destruction of America. Coming up on a break when we come back, Department of Justice gives Blackwater the whitewash.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. for now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
They're saying, give me liberty, or let's give you death. To get us started, something funny happened in the Eastern District of North Carolina, out of the blue, in an extremely significant case, without particular notice to interested observers, much less the public. The criminal case against former Blackwater executives for weapon trafficking and a myriad of other weapons violations ended. Gone with a undeserved and inexplicable sweetheart misdemeanor plea. This was reported by EmptyWheel.com. A federal weapons case against the defense contractor, formerly known as Blackwater Worldwide, ended with misdemeanor pleas by former executives who were fined and placed on probation. The case stemmed in part from a raid conducted by federal agents at the company's Mayock headquarters in 2008 that seized 22 weapons, including 17 AK-47s. An indictment alleged that the company used the Camden County Sheriff's Office to pose as the purchaser of dozens of automatic weapons. The indictment also alleged that Blackwater purchased 227 short barrels and installed them on long rifles without registering them, and that company officials presented the King of Jordan with 5 guns as gifts in hopes of landing a lucrative overseas contract, and then falsified federal documents once they realized they were unable to account for the weapons. Gary Jackson and William Matthews, the former president and executive vice president of the company, both Navy SEALs, pleaded guilty to one count each of failure to keep records on firearms. They were sentenced to 4 months of house arrest, 3 years on probation, and a $5,000 fine. The original indictment was 15 counts, most of them serious felonies with significant punishment. A few counts were pared off after a motion to dismiss by a court dated on February 4th, 2013, but significant and substantial counts remained viable against Blackwater and executives. But instead of taking them to trial or even extracting a reasonable plea that did justice for the public, the DOJ collaborated with the defense and walked into the courtroom without any notice, filed a new information containing a single misdemeanor charge, and proceeded to sentence them on the spot with the hand slap. Now, the only reason I wanted to report this is, one, you won't see this anywhere else, and two, if you're a mercenary force for the federal government of the United States wreaking millions and millions and millions of dollars through the military-industrial complex, willing to go kill women and children for the march and quest of empire for the federal government, and you get up on some weapon charges that anybody else would do life plus 10 years probably for, well, then you rate the good old slap on the wrist and onward you go. While all of this was done practically in secret without anyone being aware of what was actually going on, should not come to any surprise by anyone that follows this show or shows like it or listens to Republic Broadcasting that when it comes to Blackwater or organizations like that, well, obviously there's two sets of rules down at the Hall of Injustice, one for them and one for the rest of us, the peasants. So I wanted to be sure and get that news in today. It's also posted at republicbroadcasting.org as well. Now, the biggest story of the week, and we're going to talk about it just a little bit, Sim from Reuters this morning, just hours after across-the-board spending cuts officially took effect, President Barack Obama pressed Congress on Saturday to work with him on a compromise to halt a fiscal crisis he said was starting to inflict pain on communities across the entire United States. Now, if you will think back how this started, remember we were at the budget crisis in August of 2011, but the non-representatives in Washington, D.C., they wanted to kick the can on further down the road and get it past the 2012 selection. Remember that? So they put it on December 31st, 2012, and that's when we had the fiscal cliff. Manufactured, hype, economic tragedies brought to us by the two-party, one-party system. Then, you know, they kicked that can on down the road to the March 1st sequestration. And here we are. All right, let's read on what Obama has to say. Obama and a bipartisan group of congressional leaders failed on Friday to avoid the deep spending reductions known as sequester, which automatically kicked in overnight in the latest sign of dysfunction in a divided Washington. If left in place without legislative remedy, government agencies will have to hack a total of $85 billion from their budgets between Saturday and October 1st, cuts that over time could cause economic harm, slash jobs, and curb military readiness. These cuts are not smart, Obama said in his weekly radio and internet address. They will hurt our economy and cost us jobs, and Congress can turn them off any time as soon as both job sides are willing to compromise. Obama signed an order on Friday night that started putting the cuts into effect. At the heart of Washington's persistent fiscal showdown is disagreement over how to slash the budget deficit and the $16 trillion national debt bloated over the years by wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It is just amazing if we try to get our representatives to stop spending us into oblivion. Hey, listen, if cutting the budget reduces jobs, then obviously these jobs are a result of the debt that is being incurred in the federal government. So it's a false prosperity. Does anyone ever look at it like this? That if if these are government jobs that they can't afford to pay for, well, let those people come back out into the real world instead of these cushy, forever high-paying government jobs with this nice retirement that now no one else in America has, thanks to the Republicrats and the Democons. Very few have. I say, so be it. This cannot continue. Cuts have to be made. We spend more on our military than the next top 25 governments in the world put together. It is time to stop the policing of the world. It is time to stop these wars of aggression, starting war to save the peace. We're bankrupt. And think about creating some real jobs in America through the private sector and small business. Government is never the solution. They're always the problem. And here, this is a 2% cut. Takes us back to the 2007 levels in the military, and the sky is falling. This past week, just flipping through the channels and catching it here and there, I saw Obama. He was at like a factory somewhere, had some workers behind him, and he was saying, some of these workers will lose their jobs if these cuts go into effect. He was somewhere with some children. He was saying Head Start was going to be affected. They were even saying illegals is going to swarm over the southern border. They're going to have to cut some immigration patrol, of course. Now, the Obama administration this past Monday warned the nation to expect an increase in illegal immigration if the automatic budget cuts go into effect. This was from the Washington Times. The latest caution from a White House determined to raise the heat on the congressional Republicans. President Obama has framed the choice as one between higher taxes or lower security. We need to be taxed more. We're not taxed enough. Being taxed into poverty is not enough. Bolstered by Homeland Security Secretary Janet A. Napolitano's warning Monday that the U.S. Border Patrol will be forced to furlough agents, costing nearly a quarter of the workforce. I don't think we can maintain the same level of security, Napolitano said. If you have 5,000 fewer Border Patrol agents, then you just have 5,000 fewer Border Patrol agents. So you see, what's the mentality? Oh, they're not going to let us just spend wildly? Oh, they want budget cuts? Well, we'll cut the security at the southern border. We'll cut off Head Start. We'll throw them out of work. How dare they try to make us have some sort of responsibility here to this spending that we're doing? I'm telling you, people, after what we've witnessed this past week with the skies falling, if we have to cut the budget a nickel, Washington is so hopelessly broken. Washington is so hopelessly dysfunctional. Washington is so completely out of touch with mainstream America. Washington is going to never understand and represent we, the people. Their mentality is we must continue this irresponsibility of this massive indebtedness, no matter what. Now, federal spending, this was from heritage.org, federal spending will explode from $3.6 trillion to $6 trillion over the next 10 years, but the much maligned sequester will cut only 2.4% of this spending. Now, we go $4.8 billion a day in the hole, every day, $4.8 billion. And this group is crying wolf over $85 billion. It is a drop in the bucket in the big scheme of things. We're coming up on the break. You're listening to The Real News Radio with Farron. Back in moments.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Now, I'm back to the Heritage.org story that was in the news. Because sequestration leaves the largest component of federal spending entitlements nearly untouched, instead it falls heavily on national defense, with 50% of the sequestration cuts impacting national security, 35% would impact non-defense discretionary spending, less than 15% would fall on mandatory spending, which consumes 62% of the federal budget. None of these cuts will address the dominant underlying cause of the growth in government and government spending, entitlements. And, you know, President Obama has already grabbed $618 billion in new tax increases. For these people to even be putting forth the idea that we need more taxes, that the people need, and I know they're saying, well, we're going to tax the rich. Now, there is a small amount that have loopholes that pay very little taxes. But normally, in my opinion, when you tax the rich, what do? They pass it on to whatever product they manufacture or service, and it ends up just costing more for middle-class America. The government does not need to tax more. It needs to spend less. That is the final solution. It needs to get out of the way of small business, shut up, and do its job about our national security, and get out of about 90% of everything else that it's doing, which is not what it was set up to do. They have trashed the Constitution. It has been in suspension. They're not abiding by the Constitution, and what we're seeing now is just more and more proofs of that, making it evident. Now, I found this very interesting. Now, we've talked a little bit about some of the fear-mongering. Bold-faced lying, actually, is what we should refer to it. I mean, Head Start jobs, military not going to be ready, air traffic controllers is going to have to be suspended, teachers, cops, firefighters, you know, even Maxine Waters this past week was saying this was going to cost 170 million jobs. And I just, you know, not looking it up anywhere, assuming 330 people in America, maybe, you know, 170 million might be all that have a job. Well, I talked to Michael earlier. He said that actually the actual number was more like about 140 million in America now have a job. So what fear-mongering to be out here telling people it's going to cost $170 million, it's going to cost all the jobs in America, plus 30 million non-jobs, 30 million more jobs. We'll even be in the hole. We'll be in negative 30 million jobs. This is how detached, what liars, what trash and scum it is that would try to fear-monger the American people because they're actually going to have to cut the budget by 2%. Incredible. These people have lost touch with the reality that they supposedly work for us. Now check this out. This really blew my mind. This was in from the MiamiHerald.com. Department of Homeland Security freed over 2,000 immigrants since February. The Homeland Security Department released from its jails more than 2,000 illegal immigrants facing deportation in recent weeks due to the looming budget cuts, and plan to release 3,000 more during March, the Associated Press has learned. Now, you know, if any of these released illegal aliens were to commit murder now, or any crime for that matter, here in America, the Department of Homeland Security and the federal government of the United States should be an accessory before the fact. They should be held criminally liable, just like you would be. If I said I was going to go, or had the potential to go and commit crime, and you sold me the gun or the implement or helped assist me in that, drove me there or whatever, and then I did it, you're an accessory before the fact. Here we have people that have broke the law to get here, have been caught, and it's time to deport them. But no, because there's going to be some budget cuts, well, we'll just free the illegal aliens. See how they like that. And you know what the American people is going to do about this? What they always do. Absolutely nothing. Allow me to read on. The newly disclosed figures cited in an internal budget document reviewed by the Associated Press are significantly higher than the few hundred illegal immigrants the Obama administration acknowledged earlier this week had been released under the budget saving process. The government document showed that Immigration and Customs Enforcement released roughly 1,000 immigrants from its jails around the U.S. each week since February 15th. The agency field offices have reported that more than 2,000 immigrants released before the intense criticism this week led to a temporary shutdown of the plan, according to the documents. The states where immigrants were released was Arizona, California, Georgia, and Texas. The White House has said it was not consulted about the release, and Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has acknowledged they occurred. White House spokesman Jay Carney on Wednesday said the government had released a few hundred of the roughly 30,000 illegals, which, of course, now has been proven to be a lie. Coming up on a break, listening to The Real News Radio with Farron. Back in moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
We're back on the Real News Radio Fair and in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. We've been discussing to start this hour a little bit of the fear-mongering that led to the Department of Homeland Security actually freeing 2,000 illegal immigrants since February for fear of the budget cuts. Now, isn't that interesting? It's like they knew the budget cuts were coming. Or did they just do this because that's what they really wanted to do? You know, a couple of weeks ago we had Tex Mars on, and he said it doesn't matter which party gets into power. They absolutely are not going to do anything about illegal immigration. And it's true. The Republicans has been in power. They paid it useless lip service. And the Democrats are doing the same thing. They want the illegal aliens here. I just had this discussion a week or so ago with the deputy. When you go through your license checks, there's no paddy wagon to round up illegals, which I know are in the area. That is not the goal. The federal government of the United States, we've seen with regards to what's happened in Arizona, the federal government will get fighting mad if any state tries to assert its own power to secure its border. It is not part of the agenda. So at any opportunity, they release the illegal immigrants, and here at Department of Homeland Security, using the fear-mongering tactic of the budget cuts. It is just amazing. I mean, they're not going to be able to fly the Blue Angels. You know, we've been talking about austerity in all these other countries. It's coming home. There's no way around it. We're bankrupt. And they're hell-bent on continuing to bankrupt us. Washington is so hopelessly broken. And this by-design economic collapse will continue. You know, the mainstream media can come on and claim it's happy days are here again. And a lot of people are trying to buy it. But your eyes are telling you a completely different story. And, you know, if you remember back, it's not been that long ago, 2008, when we had the collapse, which I think is going to be coming once again at some point. Do you remember this little clip, the fear-mongering that was used for the banker bailouts, for the bankers to reap the trillions of dollars that we don't know who got it, how much, or even why? Remember what we were told by Brad Sherman on the House floor.
The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week, we've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now
this is back from 2008, but let's all remember this was the fear-mongering that was put on pressure on the representatives in the House for the banker bailout. There's no level they won't stoop. There's no lie they won't tell to have their way at continuing to destroy America from within. This is what you see when you take the mask off. This is the real mentality of the tyranny in Washington, D.C. This is why, with a compliant, lapdog, prostituted media, they will actually come on television and tell the bold-faced lies that they told all this week. That if we have to cut the budget. And remember, a lot of times when we're talking about budget cuts, we're talking about cuts in the projected increases. If you look anywhere, whitehouse.gov, if you look at any of the projections from this administration, it is for the continuation of skyrocketing debt. Because this is their agenda to work us into a one-world currency, a one-world government, a one-world political system. And that's why the by-design economic collapse is in full swing in America. That's why, even though I come down here and I continue to read you the headlines, trying to wake up the masses, the best thing you can do is prepare. Because it is unsustainable. We are in the beginning throes of the economic collapse, and I was discussing this as well with a good friend of mine. How long can the stock market go till we wake up one day and she's bust? While every other indicator is down, foreclosures are on the rise, food prices are skyrocketing, joblessness abounds, the stock market continues to rise. Now listen to this. I was surprised to read this. That's why I'm sharing it with you. It's been posted several different places. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin took to Facebook on Tuesday and put her 2 cents in on why she believes the federal government is acquiring so much ammunition Her remark seemingly to clarify her earlier tweet about the current economic situation in the United States and the massive debt we have hanging over us. She concluded by stating, "We're going to default eventually, and that's why the feds are stockpiling bullets in case of civil unrest." Okay, so she's even saying, one, the economy is destined to collapse. What I just said and been saying since 2008. And that the federal government is stockpiling bullets in case of civil unrest, which, of course, is a given if we have an economic collapse. Holland told those in Washington to cut the drama and do your job. She went on to expound what the vast majority of Americans think. She wrote, "Americans are sick and tired of yet another ginned-up crisis. D.C. needs to grow up, get to work, and live within its means. The real economic Armageddon looming before us is our runaway debt, not the sequester which the president advocated for and signed into law and is now running around denouncing because he never had any genuine intention of reining in his reckless spending." That is the truth. People can see it for what it is. Palin also reminded her followers that the sequestration was the result of the long debt ceiling standoff in the summer of 2011. While she said it was not an ideal outcome for anyone, she attempted to claim that it was at least included real deficit reduction of about $110 billion per year for 10 years. Actually, the number is much less than that when spread out over 10 years and over various federal programs and agencies. The effects would hardly be noticed. The former GOP vice president candidate said that American families had already been hit with more tax increases because of Obama's policies and bills that he signed into law. Though she rightly points out that Obama calls tax revenues, he wouldn't expect anything less from a man that called a tax a penalty. So I'm not going to continue reading, but what we're, $110 billion over 10 years is nothing. You say, "Well, Farron, that adds up to a trillion." Yeah, but look at where they're projected us to be in 10 years. Obama's projections had us well over $20 trillion in debt. So we're talking about cutting $1 trillion off of what? The next $5 trillion we're going to go in debt? It's insanity. It's unsustainable. It will not happen. She will bust. And I tell you what. You know, I used to, when I started this broadcast and we go to the phones, I'd like to ask your opinion. You can agree with this. You can say, "Farron, you're crazy." When I started this in 2008, I wanted to affect change. I thought maybe we could educate some of the people that are in office. I thought maybe we could get people elected. I thought foolishly that I could help be a part of a groundswell in this area to get the right people in office and to really make a change for small business and for lower taxes. And the bottom line was my children and your children's future. That's why I done it. That's why I sold my business. That's why I spent the money that I have to do this. I wanted to save it. I knew it was out of control. I wanted to change it. I wanted to save it from in the system. But you know what? Today, it's so broken. It's so corrupt. It's so out of touch. I don't want to save it anymore. It's not worth saving. It should be abolished and replaced by something that represents we the people without career politicians and these criminals that are intentionally bankrupting our country and destroying our way of life and our children's future. Because these career politicians in the pockets of the corporations, in the pockets of the banks, we can't change them. We can't vote them out. We can't vote the right people in. The game is rigged. Let's just admit it. All right? And what Sarah Palin is saying right here, I believe is the truth. They're stockpiling the bullets because they know they're going to collapse the economy. Everything they do is to collapse the economy. They won't let anything else happen but the collapse of the economy. That's why your dollar's purchasing power is evaporating. That's why there's ghost malls everywhere you ride. That's why everything you've got's made in China. They won't have it any other way. They won't let it be any other way. So you better prepare. I, for one, I hope she happens. The sooner the better. The sooner the better. So I don't want to be 70 or 80 when she goes boom. I want to still be young enough and in good enough health to deal with it. Because she's coming. She's coming around the corner. And you can almost see it on the horizon because of the stupidity, the absurdity, and the criminality of what's going on in Washington, D.C. They set up there, framed themselves as the savior of weak peasants in their Greco-Roman temples with all their occultic symbolism and their numerology. And they pass bill after bill after bill, and they're just destroying everything that has a resemblance to freedom. You know, my friend Mike one time, he said, you know, I don't think people our age even remember or even know what real freedom is. And, you know, I've thought about that a lot. It's true. It's true. Because if you've ever tried to run a small business, if you've ever tried to do anything, and it's getting more complicated. It's getting more and more complicated just to get through life and deal with all of the rules and regulations and papers and license and taxes. Over and over and over, you're never done. You're never done with it. It's constant. We have drifted so far in this country in the wrong direction. And, you know, look at some of the statements that these fearmongers would raise this past week. They wouldn't even say that stuff unless they know that Americans are dumb enough to believe it. That's the saddest part. That is the saddest part. If the TV says it, Wolf Blitzer or any of the rest of these highly paid entertainers passing themselves off as journalists, Americans believe it. They want to believe it. They really do. That's why so many people you talk to think we're not even in a recession. They think that ended a couple of years ago. How silly. How can you believe stuff like that? But they do. And, you know, I want to be an optimist too. But it's hard to always be an optimist in the face of cold, hard facts. We've got a call on the line. We've got Tom from Florida. How you doing, Tom? Thanks for holding.
Good, Farron. Hey, I just, I'm like probably 2 or 3 degrees separation from Sarah Palin. You know, she gets a lot of flack from having that Israel flag. Well, you know, most Christians do believe that God says, if you bless Israel, I will bless you. So, I mean, and she's truly a genuine person. And there's two words for the reason why she was even nominated to be vice president-elect, and that was Prudhoe Bay, which is where the largest gold deposit in the known to man, I think, exists. And they do not want her anywhere near that place.
No, I've never heard that before. I'm not aware of that one, Tom.
Yeah, but it's down. It's in the bottom of Alaska, and it's like one of the largest gold deposits. And they don't want to mine because they want to save some fish, which we have enough smart people that we could have. And that is, I truly believe that is the reason why they wanted her out of there, because she was one spendthrift, make your money show for something kind of a woman. And I would like to ask Sarah Palin, if she's listening, or anybody that can contact her, to maybe think about start campaigning for president, because she is one genuine woman, man. Thanks for your time with it.
Hey, thank you. We got about 1 minute before we go to break. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it, because I just, she gets a lot of flack for, like I say, you know, the Israel flag in her governor's office and all the other stuff, but she is one stand-up woman.
Well, hey, Thank you so much. Thank you so much. To be honest, I was kind of surprised to see this statement from her. You know, she's not on Fox News anymore, so haven't. But I was kind of surprised to see that she plainly said the federal government stockpiling bullets for civil unrest. So, you know, that seems like that story has really been in the forefront of the news here lately.
Yeah, she's learning. She's learning, and they messed up by making her, putting her in the limelight, because that woman, like I say, she is not. And we need to pray for her safety, because she's like a female, younger Ron Paul.
Well, hey, thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
When we come back from the break, the Supreme Court won't let Americans challenge the expansion of a surveillance law used to monitor conversations of foreign spies and terrorist suspects. This should be no surprise to anyone. Then after the top of the hour, we're going to get back into some updates on Monsanto. You're listening to The Real News Radio with Farron. Back in moments.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
We're back on The Real News Radio. Farron in the studio. The website's therealnewsradio.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me, therealnewsradio@yahoo.com. The Supreme Court won't let Americans challenge the expansion of a surveillance law used to monitor conversations of foreign spies and terrorist suspects. The High Court ruled on Tuesday, agreed with a government request to throw out a lawsuit from a group of American lawyers, journalists, and organizations challenging the 2008 expansion of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The organization said Americans who think they are getting caught up in government monitoring should be allowed to sue to stop the law's expansion. A federal judge threw out their lawsuit, but the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reinstated it. The Supreme Court overturned that ruling with a 5-4 vote. The court was not considering the expansion's constitutionality, only whether lawyers can even file a lawsuit to challenge it in federal court. And the answer is no. So, interesting, if you're keeping up with how the Supreme Court rules. We're going to go to the phones. We got Mike on the line. Mike, how you doing?
Come on, Farron. Keep up that jamming, man. That's sounding really good. You're right on target.
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to come up at the top of the hour break here in about 3 minutes. What's on your mind today?
Well, your last caller really got me stirred up because he is absolutely a typical thinking person who doesn't know what he's talking about. And, Tom, I don't want to pick on you, but I want to pick on the people who are like you, okay? You don't know what you're talking about. Sarah Palin is Jewish. That's one of the reasons why she and John McCain were chosen to run as presidential candidates, okay? John McCain is Jewish. Obama is Jewish. Biden's Jewish. Pelosi's Jewish. Sotomayor is Jewish. You have to understand that the Zionists have come in and Israel has literally taken America over. You're being kosherized right now. Those are facts, man. We've had a Jewish president ever since Roosevelt, whose real name was Rosenfeld. Reagan was the only exception. Every one of them had been Jewish born, okay? If you're John Kennedy, Rose Kennedy was Jewish. The Clintons are all Jewish. You people got to start waking up. Your precious Jesus, here in this Bible Belt, I've never in my life seen so many stupid people. First of all, your Jesus was not Jewish. He was Hebrew. He spoke Aramaic. He was born in Bethlehem. He lived in Galilee, and he died in Jerusalem. Now, these are all biblical facts. The Israel that you're facing right now is not a true Israel. That's a false, fake Israel. It's dangerous because it's come in, and they have come in and taken over your country. They have appointed all of the people who now control you. You are stupid people to allow this to continue. You've been taken over by a 2% tribe who've gotten control of your whole country. Wall Street, banking, now they've taken your jobs. They're ruining your families. They're taking God out of your schools. Your children are being pedophiled. They've been introduced to homosexual. Obama's a pervert. Three out of four Jewish men happen to be perverts.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, Mike. We're coming up on the top of the hour break, and we'll have to let you go, okay? We're going to be taking phone calls in the third hour if you'd like to call back. We're coming up on the break. You're listening to The Real News Radio with Farron. Back in moments.